Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, my name is Barbara Hofmeister and I am your host for today's show. To be or not to be, the choice is yours. And that is exactly what we're going to talk about in the next 30 minutes. About the choices that people take in their lives, the consequences that come out of having made those choices. You're going to hear from really interesting people that sometimes have made wrong choices and were able to correct them. You will hear very, very inspiring stories, how people overcame their challenges and how people started to live their dream, to live the life that they truly choose to live, the life that they've always wanted to live. So get ready for an exciting 29 minutes from today's To Be show.
Hi everybody, this is Barbara Hofmeister, your host on the To Be show. And today you're in for a very, very special treat because our guest today is another one of the speakers of the Festival of Enlightenment that is coming up in just a few weeks in Colorado, and her name is Simran Singh. And Simran is a young lady with a very big dream. And she thinks, or it's her belief, that by expressing yourself fully through creativity, through voice, through connecting to others, you are able to motivate, inspire, and provide meaning and empowerment to people and to organizations, obviously. And that is what she's doing. She is living her highest vision, and she is celebrating her journey of the soul. And I, without further ado, want to introduce her. Simran, are you there?
Hi, Barbara. Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be with you.
Well, thanks for being here, especially at such short notice. It's lovely to have you. So can you tell us a little bit about your journey of the soul? I find that really interesting. I looked at your website. I love the videos there. Really excellent. So I look forward to meeting you in person in a few weeks. But for now, share with our listeners how your journey to your soul has begun and what you're doing with it right now.
Absolutely. Well, I'm very much like all of your listeners. I started my life thinking that there was certain goals to achieve, certain education level, that all of the specifics that we're taught as we're grown up that we have to accomplish and become and follow in our family systems and our religious systems and all of the belief systems that we're given were exactly the template that was supposed to be my life. And what I discovered after living my life that way for about 35 years is I had given and done for everyone else. I had poured so much of myself out. I had been perfect. I had strived for the best. I had worked so hard. I'd become the workaholic. And in the process of all of that, I had lost myself. I had become so numb, so unfeeling, so much to the point that I was literally the walking dead. Because I couldn't even connect to me. I couldn't connect to my physical body. I couldn't connect to my emotions. I couldn't even connect to my dreams any longer. And the greatest thing that happened to me was all of the dysfunction that showed up in my life, all of the chaos, all of the people that were there to leave me and have different occurrences that occurred for me, because it gave me the opportunity to have to stop. It gave me an opportunity to see what life looks like when every system you know breaks down. And in doing that, I was available and surrendered and open to what my true vision, my true purpose in life was going to be. And that was when the birthing of 1111 happened. That was when the download of the first 1111 magazine came. That was when I got a glimpse of the many languages that exist beyond our physical senses that are accessible to each and every one of us. And a true dialogue with the universe began in a way that I could see things clearer than I had ever seen them before. And that happens for every single one of us. All of the chaos and the drama and the dysfunction that's going on in our lives, it's there for a purpose and it has great meaning. And so that has become my message, to let people know to not despair over the things that are happening in your life. Actually embrace them, let them happen, let them crack you open, let them break your heart, because it's in that very pain that you will find your power.
I totally agree with you. However, most people try to push that pain away, and they try to ignore it, and they try to cover it up. So how do you tell them, or how do you show them to deal with that?
Well, in our ignoring it and covering it up and pushing it away, we also have a side of ourselves that is longing for God or the divine or whatever you call it, or longing for connection or longing for our spirituality. But the fact of the matter is there's no place that the divine is not. And until we embrace that part that we so much want to disconnect from, until we take that brokenness and that pain and that woundedness and that tragedy, until we take that lonely part of ourselves, we are not whole. And so we cannot find the holiness of ourselves if we can't even find the wholeness of ourselves. And so it's very important first to stop for a second and say, okay, if I were to choose to just turn and face this pain that's in my life, what is the worst thing that can happen? You know, is it going to kill me? If it does kill me, then what's the worst thing that could happen? And let yourself go down that path so that you can see that your worst fear that you are not wanting to encounter, you are probably actually already living. And that's what many people don't know, is they're afraid of losing people because they're going to be lonely, but they probably already are lonely. Mm-hmm. They're afraid of stepping into their power because they're afraid of failing. Well, they've already failed because they haven't stepped into their power. So the very thing that we're trying so hard not to fall into as that fear is the very life we're living now. So why not jump fully into what we desire? Because what we will know is actually much beyond what we're currently living.
I totally agree with you. However, most people seem to not know what they want. You know, they seem to not know what they desire. They know much better what they don't want anymore. Like you said, you know, they don't want anymore the chaos. They don't want anymore the pain. They don't want anymore the problems. But they don't really know what they want. Their focus is mainly on what isn't working.
Very, very true. In my own journey, what I discovered is that I just had to take the baby steps. And when I took the baby steps, the pathway began to form in front of me. You know, for most of us, if a divine being showed up in front of us, it would probably blow all of our brain cells. We wouldn't know what to do with it. Well, in the very same vein, if our entire vision showed up in front of us, we wouldn't be able to handle it. We wouldn't know how to cope with it. The universe loves us too much to give us more than we can handle. And so the way that we do it is through the experience. That is why the soul sent us here. We are here to fully experience ourselves. And that means knowing every step of the journey from the birthing point all the way to that climax point. And so if we allow ourselves to know, you know, on this day, I'm taking my first step. It may be the first step out of depression. It may be the first time I even slightly smile. And maybe I shed 5 tears instead of 10 tears. But I have done something different today than I did yesterday. What can I do with that? And when you choose yes for yourself and choose to move beyond your woundedness and your pain, using it as the platform you stand on rather than the barrel you stand in, you allow yourself then to open yourself to the path, and the universe will give you the messages. It will make the way for you to then know the next step. And that's how it goes. Each and every step is provided, but we have to say yes at every step. And it's okay if they're small steps.
So you're asking people really to have faith that whatever is happening for a reason, and that they can embrace it.
I'm not even, I think faith is a fabulous thing, and yes, I want you to have faith, but I'm not even asking you to have faith at this point. What I'm asking you to do is say, if all of my experiences that have occurred for me really did have meaning and really were crucial to my soul's journey, what is the gift in there that I'm supposed to receive? And from that gift, what am I supposed to do with it? Can I take something from those experiences? And can I turn that into something else? Because our pain is actually going to be the healing for another person. It is when we step into that pain and find that power, then we're able to share that healing with the other person. So it's not so much faith in something outside of you, although the universe is there to help you. It's faith with yourself that I can take what's happened to me and move forward rather than constantly looking back.
I agree. Do you have any tips for people how they can actually do it? Because I know I talk about that with my clients too. And, you know, with some people you can find the right way of explaining or sharing it with them so that they really get it and they can experience it. But with some people I get stuck, you know. It's like I've tried it three different ways and still I could not get across what I wanted to say. Maybe we can learn another way from you, you know, how people can really embrace everything that's happening to them and look for the meaning in it and actually move with what they learn from that forward towards the true life, towards the true core being that they are.
Well, I think the first thing that people need to do is if they're caught up in something and it just doesn't seem to move, it's keeping them in their stuckness, there is a payoff for you. There's something that you are gaining from that. Maybe it's the ability to blame someone else. Maybe it's the opportunity to not be in your power. Maybe it's the chance to just allow that little child that's within you to constantly throw their temper tantrum. And that's perfectly fine. I want you to understand that the universe has no judgment. There is nothing required or expected of you. So if your entire life is going to be pain and drama and chaos, that is okay. However, you have a choice. You could have something different, but you have to want it different. You have to feel as if you deserve that difference, and you have to also want to become primary in your own life. Because as long as we're allowing that chaos and dysfunction, we've just given our primary focus and our power to all of those things that are creating that dysfunction, mm-hmm. that are on the outside. So the first place to go is within and ask yourself and be microscopically honest by saying, what is the payoff here? Why do I love this pain so much? What am I gaining from this pain by keeping it in my life? Now, there are going to be some people that are going to say, you know, I don't ask for this illness that's in my life, or I didn't ask for my partner to leave me, or I didn't ask for this feeling of abandonment or to be fired from my job. Well, I want you to pose to yourself, what if I did ask that? What if you have created every single scenario in your life? And if you have, what was the lesson your soul would have wanted you to learn from it? And take that lesson and use it as fuel. Use it as fuel to birth something. Because deep in your core, there is a dream. There's something that's been tapping away at you saying, I wish I could do that. I wish I could write a book. I wish I could have this kind of job. I wish. Mm-hmm. Well, it's that very wish asking to be lit up. And it's going to be lit up by you having the choice to say, I'm going to take what I've learned through this pain, the lessons and the gifts, and I'm now going to let it be the fire under this wish.
Yeah, that's... I'm in total agreement with that, because we see it all the time when people go through a serious illness, for instance, and they come out of it. They make things happen that before they thought they couldn't make happen. You know, if they had that dream of writing a book and they never did it because there wasn't the time and whatever other excuses they found at the time, after they went through the pain, they actually start doing it, and they find the time, and they make the time, and they get the book out there, and they get, you know, they start to really live their dreams, and they realize that it was there all along. The possibility has been there all along. They just couldn't see it at the time. They had to wake up. I call it wake-up calls, you know, those special dramatic moments normally in our life when we wake up and suddenly we do reflect and we do look, what are the payoffs and why am I doing this and why have I been doing that and what's the point of it and what if I continue like this, you know, where will I end up and is that what I want? And in most cases we give ourselves the answer, not really, you know.
Exactly.
When I go deep down, there's something totally different that I really want to do, and that's normally when we start doing it.
Well, and a lot of people also, they don't realize that the degree of self-love that we have really does create everything around us. And so how are we really loving ourselves? Mm-hmm. You know, it's one concept that people think about, and most people, if you ask them, do you love yourself, immediately they're going to say, well, of course I love myself. Well, how are you showing that to yourself? Are your actions displaying that you love yourself? Are the words that you say with your lips and the words that go on in your mind saying that you love yourself? Because if none of that is congruent, then what's showing up in the world outside of you and at you is reflective of the words and the thoughts and the actions that you're placing on yourself. So the most important work we can do is first studying how to become the most self-loving being that we can, and giving ourselves our dreams, or allowing ourselves to feel the emotion of our pain, or allowing ourselves to have the courage to say, I deserve to experience myself in this new way. Those are acts of self-love. And we have to be open enough and vulnerable enough and take off the mask to think that we've got to be perfect and we have to get it right and that we can't just be real. Because in that falseness is also this illusion that we all keep living. But when we let ourselves crumble and be the softness of the soul, we find the authenticity to then step in a way that we don't want anything other than right word, right thought, right action. And we align our lives in such a way that we create that congruency as outside experience as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely in agreement with you. And I know I'm speaking, I'm interviewing next week Christine. She is also one of the speakers at the festival, and she has a book out called Loving Self First, I think, or something like that. But anyway, it's about loving self first, and I am totally with that 100% because I know from my own experience that I was not loving myself first by far short for quite some time in my life. And like you, I've, you know, worked and always more and better and higher, and until you come to the point where there is no point anymore. You just need to be.
And I think that that's just it. We have to be willing to be that conscious that we keep doing that work. There's no end to self-realization. There's there's only limitless love. So let's let ourselves have that. And in embracing that, we will have that full connection and knowingness that the divine's not outside of us, it's not next to us, it's residing fully and completely in us and wanting to express through us. And then everything we create not only heals ourselves and touches us in a deep way, but any person that comes in contact with it, they will be touched in that same exact way. And that's the experience that I've seen with 1111 Magazine, with 1111 Talk Radio, with all of the things that I do through the 1111 Magazine and Media subsidiaries.
Why do you call it 1111?
1111 happens to be a set of master numbers. It's also known as the gateway to the soul journey and the soul experience. There are millions of people all over the world that are seeing 11, 111, and 1111. And it is a communication from the universe to say, we're here, we're in support of you, move forward on your positive thoughts. We've got your back. We're going to help you. And people start noticing those numbers specifically when they're in that hardest challenge, when that place of chaos or real dysfunction comes. It's like this little tapping that starts to show up. It's actually a pre-encoded trigger that's within our cellular structure. And so for me, that's a very distinct language from the universe. Whenever I have a question and need confirmation, I'll ask the question, and if the 11s and 111s start showing up, I know that that's something that I'm supported by and I need to move forward on. It's not the only language of the universe, so if you're not seeing it, although I think you'll probably start now that you're aware, there are many languages, and that's just the thing. My mission is to let you know the divine wants to be in constant conversation with you. It actually already is. It's us that need to receive and respond and be available to hear. It's going on around us every single second. And if we just open ourselves to that communication, rather than thinking we're just this physical body, then we start to see messages in many ways, and our lives are very well guided.
That is true. That is true. Simran, you have already mentioned the magazine. Tell us a little bit more about the magazine and where people can get it and what type of a magazine it actually is, because I see that you have already won some awards, and the magazine is only 3 or 4 years old, isn't it?
Yes, it is. 1111 magazine started 3.5 years ago. It is devoted to the journey of the soul. This is the leading self-coaching life enhancement publication today. It's just received the Novelist Award, which has never been given to a magazine before. The Novelist Award is actually given to books, CDs, and DVDs that are doing great works of spirituality, self-realization, personal development, and consciousness. So I'm really honored that we were able to get that, and I'm actually going up to New York City next week to receive that honor. But this magazine is meant to help a person along their journey. Now, what we do through the magazine is a lot of self-coaching, so it's very targeted and lets you move through different aspects of your life. And what is wonderful is if you can get a coach alongside that, and you use the publication, and you use access to teachers and coaches and healers, and you really transform your journey, because we need all of those people in our lives, and they show up at the appropriate time. But we also need tools to be that constant tapping, that constant place of work that we are able to tap into so that we're continually growing. And that's what 1111 magazine gives you. It broadens the mind, it opens the heart, it enlarges your energetic self, and it gives you a full connection to what is truth rather than what's illusion. And it is available at my website, 1111mag.com. That's 1111mag, like magazine, .com. And it is available in print nationally and throughout Canada. And it is available as an online digital subscription as well. So we have international customers that read it as well.
Wonderful. So let me repeat that website, 1111mag.com. 1111mag.com. That is the 1111 magazine, and I recommend that to everybody to check it out. You can get an online subscription if you don't live in the States or in Canada. Otherwise, you can actually pick it up from your newsstand.
And yes, you can. And also, Barbara, if people want to go to the website, they can get a free issue. I've actually offered several free issues on there. So if they want to get an idea of what it looks like, they can go in there and get a free issue and also some additional free downloads that I offer.
Excellent. Okay, I'm sure that people will do that, or at least I hope they will do that. And I know that you are going to be also one of the speakers at the Festival of Enlightenment next month in Colorado. So tell us a little bit about the festival.
Yes, it's wonderful.
What actually got you involved in it?
Jan Moore, one of the founders, contacted me, and she was familiar with 1111 magazine and my mission to really support people in stepping into the journey of their soul. And it's so wonderful when people come together in communities like that, mm-hmm. especially with the way the Festival of Enlightenment is doing this, because it really allows everyone to step into their power. And when we step into our power and we illustrate that power and we share it with others, we help to reignite the lights that are already inside of other people. And that just helps that the world become a little bit brighter. There's so many amazing speakers that are going to be mm-hmm. going on throughout that week, and a lot of wonderful topics. And it's just an amazing time to bring together a collective energy where we can create shifts. Because definitely when there are more people gathered together, the energy is a lot more powerful and a lot more change can happen. And you really open up your mind and your heart to soaking up everything and taking everything in, that you can't leave without being a changed person. You can't leave without your experience shifting in some dramatic way.
Yeah, that's what I think, too. I recommend to everybody to get there. I mean, I've been talking about it for the last 6 or 7 months because I'm so excited to be part of it, exactly for that reason, because when you spend a full week with so many, I mean, with thousands of like-minded people, you can't help but have some kind of transformation going on, you know, even if you wouldn't go to the workshops, even if you would just be there, you know, and not really actively participate, things will happen to people in a very inspiring and very positive way. I'm very sure of that. So I am very excited to be there, and I'm excited to meet you in person and all the other amazing speakers that will be there. I think we will have an amazing time. But everybody that wants to check it out, the website is festivalofenlightenment.com, and it's happening from the 13th to the 19th of June in Conifer, Colorado. That is just outside of Denver. And it's like a family thing, so you can take a family vacation, take your children, because there's a youth festival parallel to it. So your children from the age of 5 to 16, they're being taken care of. They have their own transformational teachers and guides there. And we will have lots of fantastic musicians also, so they will not just be presentations or workshops. There will also be a lot of fun and a lot of music. And I am 100% sure that everybody that goes there with the intention of really moving that step up or that step forward or that step closer to creation, closer to themselves, closer to their inner being, which, as you said, is unlimited love, is total unconditional love also. It's without judgment, and it's so... There is so much of it. As soon as you arrive at that place of yourself, really, is when you know that there is more than enough for everybody. We can share as much as we want. There will always be more, and there will always be enough for all of us.
Most definitely, Barbara. And the thing is, when we take a trip like that, when we allow ourselves to leave our common surroundings for a place that's different, for people that's different, just mm-hmm. that step creates change in our lives. And you have no idea how just resting in the energy, as you were saying, you are taking things in. We are far more than these physical bodies. And mm-hmm. sometimes those are the kinds of ways that we can start to discover the other senses and the other ways of being that we have. We have to get ourselves outside of our habits and patterns so that we can create new ways of being and doing things.
Totally agree with you. Totally. I mean, as I said, I am excited, and I invite everybody again and again and again at every opportunity to really be there. It's worth it, and don't just come for a day. I mean, if you can't do any more, okay, then come at least for a day. But whoever can make it possible to take a week's vacation and spend that week with us and with thousands of other like-minded people, do yourself that favor. Really do that for yourself and for your family and for the people that you love, because you will walk away a different person. You will walk away feeling very, very different about yourself, about life, and I think about everything, really, because a full week is just absolutely amazing. I love it that they do it like this. I think the whole thing is just a wonderful idea. So thank you very much, Simran. Do you have any last words before, because we have another 2 minutes before we go off?
Well, I just want to invite everyone to visit the 1111 magazine site, 1111mag.com, and let yourself see what the magazine's all about, but also access the 1111 Talk Radio Show. All of the archives are free. You can listen to a lot of the leading authors and speakers and change agents of today, and know that it's your responsibility to make the difference in your own life. Your soul came here to experience something, anything, and it's up to you to decide if that experience is going to be limited or limitless. Allow yourself to have a limitless experience. Thank you so much,
thank
Barbara.
You.
It's an honor being with you.
Thank you so much for having been here, and I see you in Colorado in a few weeks.
Very
and
good. Thank you.
Thank you. And everybody that's listening, make sure that you meet us too in Colorado next month at the Festival of Enlightenment. Next week, I have another speaker from the festival, and that will be Christine Arroyo. And Christine talks about loving yourself first. And that is so important. So be with me next week. Join the To Be Show next Tuesday, 1 p.m. EST, 7 p.m. German time. This is Barbara Hofmeister, and I'm your show host on the To Be Show. See you next week. Have a wonderful amazing week. Bye.